Welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I want to start off with a basic question. Just what is ranked choice voting?
So ranked choice voting is a better and fairer way to run our elections. It's not a new system. It's been used in numerous cities and towns across the United States for quite a while. In fact, the city of Cambridge, Mass. Has been using it for 70 years. Oof. It's used in other countries like Finland and Ireland and Australia. The Academy Awards uses it. So it's been tried, tested, and true. So that's history. So back to your question of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at our current system of voting, you walk into the voting booth and you might see a couple of choices. You see a Republican, Democrat, maybe you see a third party challenger that you like. But you look at that and say, well, I like this third party challenger, but I don't know if they really have a chance, so I think I better hold my nose and choose the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way you should have to think when you're voting. You shouldn't have to strategize like that. So with ranked choice voting, you can pick, you can vote for as many candidates as you like in a ranked choice order. In our current system, you only get one vote. With ranked choice voting, you vote for as many candidates as you like in a ranked choice order, one, two, or three. I like this third party person the best, for example, so that they're going to get number one. And if they don't win, I would choose the Republican. So you make them number two, et cetera. And that encourages, so regardless of how many people are on the ballot, you can vote for as many or few as you like. And it should be that more people running is a good thing.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people say, oh gosh, isn't it crazy that we've got 22 candidates on the running in the Democratic primary? That should be a great thing. More choices, more voices out there should be a good thing, not a complicating factor. So then a critical difference is that the winner of this has to come out with a real majority of greater than 50%. In our current system, which is called a plurality vote, means that it's just most votes wins, period. So you could win by 37 votes, or you could win by 3 million votes, but whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The result of that is that many elections are won with small percentages of the vote, 29%, 32%, because if there's several people running, the vote gets split up. So if somebody wins with only, say, 31% or whatever, it's not a real majority. It's not a real mandate. So with ranked choice voting, the winner has to get at least 50% of the vote. And that's a big difference because they go in with a real mandate. And if I can just take it one step further in terms of what it is, so you've cast your vote. You people rank their choices 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say the result is that nobody gets 50% plus of the vote.
Yeah.
So what happens? So for this reason, this is ranked choice voting is also referred to as instant runoff election, because what happens automatically with the computer is that the person with the least number of votes is dropped out. All of their number twos are assigned accordingly. And then you see, now do we have somebody that's garnered 50% plus of the vote?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen then, again, instantly, the person with the least number of votes is dropped out. All the number threes are reassigned accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you get to that point, a 50% plus majority winner emerges.
Yeah.
So what's happened here is that your vote has stayed in play until somebody wins with the real majority.
Wow. It provides more freedom, I suppose, in like your choices and who you want, because you don't have to really worry as much about like, oh, between these two awful people or between these amazing people, which one should I really go for? So
that's right. You're able to more vote with your heart and what you really want and not worry that you're wasting your vote. That's what a lot of people think. That's why a lot of people don't even show up for elections.
Yeah.
They think, oh, my vote isn't even going to matter. And that's another thing that shouldn't be happening.
No.
So this system of voting solves a number of problems. And also with our current system, when you have multiple people running and it's most votes wins, you have the problem of the spoiler effect. And the Bush-Gore election back in, what was it, 2010, is the classic example where Ralph Nader siphoned off about 90-something thousand votes, mostly from Al Gore, and Bush ended up winning by, you know, a couple of hundred votes or something like that. Now, it's important to point out that this system does not favor one party or the other. This is not a partisan issue. This is about making the election system more fair.
True.
And in the past, the spoiler effect has benefited different candidates. And so again, the outcome is a better and fairer way to vote.
Yeah, and so how should people who are campaigning to get the votes, how would their methods change, I suppose, for the ranked choice voting?
That's a great question, because that leads to another benefit, which I hadn't mentioned yet, is ranked choice voting greatly reduces negative campaigning. And the reason for that is now, in our current system, it's most votes wins. So politicians are very tempted, as we all know, to just really throw mud at their opponents, because they want to make them look bad, them look good, and get one more vote. And with ranked choice voting, what happens is, because there might be instant runoffs that might go a couple of rounds, candidates may need the support of voters, supporters of their opponents, so they don't want to alienate them. So here's a great example. People who are campaigning door to door, they see you're Bob Jones, and you see a Joe Smith sign on the lawn. So in today, probably people doing the door to door canvassing for Bob Jones would just keep going. Oh, that person's mind's made up for Joe Smith. Now what they might do, probably do, is knock on the door and say, "Hey, I understand that you want to cast your vote for Joe Smith. Joe Smith is a good guy. Here's where we agree on these several points. Here's a couple of things where we differ. I think maybe I stand out a little differently. If you're, but if you're set on Joe Smith, that's great. I would ask for you to give me your number two vote."
Yeah.
And that's a whole different thing than saying, "Wow, that Joe Smith is horrible, and he beats his wife," and trying to make him look horrible, because you don't want to alienate the candidate.
Yeah.
So you do have that benefit of greatly reducing negative campaigning, which, as we know, has just become such a horrible problem.
So I was wondering how you personally got involved, because I knew that you were pushing for to get on the Massachusetts for the statewide ballot for 2020, right? So how did you originally get involved in that petition?
Well, what drew me to this, the organization, is I've been involved in a lot of different issues over time, a lot of environmental type of issues, social justice issues. And in conversations with people, I came to realize that there's some basic systemic problems that need to be addressed before we can address a lot of our other problems.
Yeah.
And I got an invitation by email from somebody that I know talking about this ranked choice voting concept.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what's that all about? And I read about it, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. Our election system is flawed, and that's another really serious, fundamental, systemic problem that we have. So I attended the meeting and asked a lot of questions, learned all about it, and I thought to myself, wow, we have to have faith in our election system, and we have to feel good about going to the voting booth, and we can't feel like our vote isn't going to count, our vote's going to get wasted, or that by choosing somebody that we like, it's going to create a spoiler effect and end up getting the exact opposite type of person that we want elected.
So we're running out of time, but do you know how people can get involved? Like, if they should go online, is there a website?
Yes. In New York, there's a website called rankthevotenyc.org. And very quickly, right now, this is going on the ballot this November 5th for New York City. So that's very important. Not all of New York State, but New York City, which is very significant. And then if people are interested in the national effort, there's another website called fairvote.org. fairvote.org. Fairvote is a national organization helping individual states.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk about this, and good luck on the campaign in Massachusetts.
Great. Thanks again, Sophia. Thanks for having me.